Well, welcome to the playoff podcast. This is a preview of what many would think is kind of a surprising first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It looked for a very long time like the Panthers would either win first overall in the East, meaning win the Atlantic as well, and then play the eighth seed. Then they went into that little hiccup for those few weeks in March. Then it certainly looked like it would be the Panthers and the Maple Leafs in the first round, but lo and behold, that's why they play all 82. The Panthers win a few late, won their final four games, and they went 5-0-1 in the last six. The Bruins faltered, two losses in games 81 and 82, where they scored a total of one goal against Washington and Ottawa, and the Panthers end up for the fourth time in franchise history division champs, so they avoid the Maple Leafs in the first round and get, you guessed it, the all-Florida playoff matchup, the rivalry, what's going to be so nasty, so intense, is now on again for the third time in the last 4 years. The Panthers take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. There are no secrets in this series. Sure, the Panthers from the first two series have added Matthew Tkachuk. I feel like they've added a different mindsetted, is that a word? It is now. Goaltender and Sergei Bobrovsky, even though obviously Bobrovsky was there and played parts of the first series. The second series certainly wasn't his fault. Vasilevsky was really good, and Tampa's hard-nosed playoff style, if you want to call it that, kind of won that series along with Vasilevsky in that sweep. The Panthers just couldn't get their speed going, get anything going offensively. Completely different Florida Panthers team now. You're talking about a team that's the best forechecking team in the league, one of the top two defensive teams in every big metric, every analytical metric, and a goaltender in Bobrovsky that since the playoffs, well, really the second round on last year, looks like a completely different goaltender than the goaltender when he first got to Florida. And I think this team has a lot more depth. I mean, if you go back and you look at the defense in those other years, his first playoff for a guy like Gustav Forsling, and obviously the personnel has changed, and now you've got some experience. For example, the bottom pair for Game 1 will be Ekman-Larsson and Kulikov. I feel like those guys been around the block, had very good seasons, understand the Paul Maurice and the Panthers' defensive system. So while it's the guts, minus Tkachuk, of course, the guts of the teams are the same. I think Tampa's taken, I think, at least experience-wise, a step back defensively. Remember, Ryan McDonough's not going to be in the series this year. The Lightning still have the big guys. From the goalie to Braden Point to Kucherov and Stamkos and Cirelli. Yeah, those third and fourth lines have changed, but that third line for Tampa has been playing pretty well down the stretch. The Lightning have had a good run here in the second half of the season. You know, kind of similar to what the Panthers did last year in the regular season, where they had some struggles. In the first half, things didn't look good for the Panthers. They had 8-9 points out of a spot. Tampa was never that far out. If you take away the full body of the season and you just look at the Lightning over the last few months, they resemble the old Lightning teams, even though some of the supplemental personnel has changed. So, look, no matter what series the Panthers are going to get, it was going to be a tough series. Obviously, Tampa, can bring that defensive playoff type of style because they've been doing it for about a decade with these big guys. Toronto is still trying to find that. And Tampa's got Andre Vasilevsky, Hall of Famer, one of the great goaltenders of the generation, especially in the playoffs. So I'm not sure which series would have been tougher. That really doesn't matter now that they've gotten Tampa. If you go by the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs, sure, you'd rather play the team with the lesser defense. Toronto's been middle of the pack all year in goals allowed, while Tampa Bay, you would think, is able to, because they have before, turn it up in the playoffs. Now, they lost in the first round to Toronto last year in the postseason. I think either way, I always thought, whether it was the Lightning or Toronto, and the same goes for Boston. If the Panthers are able to emerge from the first round, I think all those series are minimum six games. I think they're hard fought. If you look at the five-game series against the Maple Leafs last year in the second round, every game, I mean, I think the five games were decided by six goals, with a few going to overtime. So they were hard-nosed, low-scoring games. And remember, against the Maple Leafs, Sergei Bobrovsky, those first two games, was incredible, especially in the first period of those games, both of them. And then down the stretch in game two, he was unbelievable. So, like I said, the matchups are set. It doesn't matter now. The Panthers did not want to play the dangerous game. I don't think anybody else does either, of trying to pick your opponent, because you're talking about teams that are all on par. And here we go again. The Atlantic Division, to me, the last number of years, best division in hockey. And the Big Four are basically going to slug it out again. And unfortunately, you're going to have two really good teams with superstar players that think they can win a Stanley Cup and legitimately can go home in the first round. And that's just the way it is. And only one of the four are going to emerge to even make the conference final. And I think that's why Toronto didn't go so overboard. I mean, I don't know, they made a general manager change, but as far as changing the roster, because if you look at the Maple Leafs last year, you beat Tampa, and then you lose a tough series. I know it was only five games, but every game right down to the wire, two of the final three in overtime, the Panthers won them. You're really going to bury the Toronto Maple Leafs for losing that series to the Panthers? And I don't think any of these four teams are going to look in the mirror, the two that lose in the first round, because there obviously will be two, unless you play terrible and get swept. Then you might look in the mirror and say, we need to make big changes. But two of these teams are going to lose to a Stanley Cup contender and a great hockey team. So how could you get overly upset by it? Like, if Tampa loses to the Panthers in six, Julian Brisebois and the Lightning aren't going to sit there and say, oh my God, what a disaster. It would be disappointing, obviously, for the Panthers if they were to lose a quick first-round series. I don't think that's going to happen. So it's just going to be fascinating to see how it shakes out. Matchup-wise, incredible matchup. The big key, besides the obvious, the goaltending, Bobrovsky's got to be close to Vasilevsky, if not even. The Panthers have to stay out of the penalty box. Tampa will kill you on the power play. As good as Austin Matthews had this season, and you talk about the big guys in the NHL, the Connor McDavids and Nathan McKinnons, Nikita Kucherov is right there. He might even be on top of those guys. And don't forget, even at his age, Steven Stamkos had an incredible year. He scored 40 goals. You throw in Hedman, you throw in Braden Point, who's been a Panther killer, and it's just a great matchup. And that's the other, I think, key for Florida in this matchup. I'm guessing Paul Maurice in the home games goes Barkov against Point. But in Tampa, we'll see if John Cooper tries to get Point away from Barkov a little bit and go up against Sam Bennett. I like that matchup, but you talk about star-studded. I mean, you know, think about that. You got Anthony Duclair. There adds a little drama to it. The former Panther, of course, now in the Lightning. Duclair, Point, and Kucherov against Tarasenko, Barkov, and Reinhardt. What a great matchup. Duclair, Tampa's trade deadline pickup. Tarasenko, the Panthers' deadline pickup. And then you go down to the second line where you're looking at Hagel, Cirelli, and Stamkos against Bennett, Tkachuk, and Verhaeghe. Unbelievable. And that is why those other lines, all those guys could cancel each other out, especially if it's at 5-on-5. I think the Panthers have the advantage. Then you go down to that third line. That's where you start getting into the meat and potatoes, and you start to get guys like Nick Paul for Tampa, Michael Essiemann for Tampa. And if that line of Lostarine and Lundell and Rodriguez can do what they did late in the season together, and Lundell can elevate his game like he did last year, same with Lostarine, that may be where the series is ultimately decided, because the big guys often cancel each other out. So, fascinating series. Looking forward to it. The nice thing is, Florida Panthers now a perennial playoff team and a Stanley Cup contender. And we've never said that over this long of a period of time in the franchise's history. You're going back now, you know, four straight years of being a solid playoff team, 5 years straight in the postseasons. Remember the COVID year, had the qualification round. And let's get it on. We'll see you game one. Thanks to our producer, Brett Markowitz. Please listen to a message from our sponsors. Plenty more throughout the playoffs here on the Goldie on Ice podcast. Thanks for listening, subscribing, spread the word. We'll talk to you soon. Time to take a moment now to tell you about something very important, the fight against pediatric cancer. And we're doing that through SIDES, the SIDES Foundation. Sydney Lister at age 15 battled Ewing's sarcoma, and she beat it, and she's doing great today. Out of that struggle came SIDES, a foundation formed to fight pediatric cancer, to help fund children's cancer research, and help South Florida families with kids fighting the disease. Dave Lister is Sid's dad. He's in charge of SIDES and does so much for those families. So I encourage you to help out. Check out SIDES on Facebook, their Facebook page, SIDES. Everything is on there. Or you can also call this important number, 954-594-5763. That's 954-594-5763. Help us, help Dave Lister, and help everybody fight pediatric cancer and help out families that need it through the SIDES Foundation. Well, I want to tell you about Ken Morris because he's been 33-plus years in the business, a stand-up guy, and recently joined JLL as a senior vice president. Now, JLL is number 185 in the Fortune 500 list, and Ken specializes in industrial properties, warehouse, and manufacturer. He handles complex transactions. And the bottom line is, and I know this about him, you're the most important asset. You know, he takes care of his clients. That's what really drives him and keeps him in the business. And he absolutely loves it. He works with Fortune 500 companies and startup companies as well. So any needs that you possibly have, I could tell you this, Ken Morris is the guy. And he's been nice enough to support this podcast right from the beginning. So he's also got a pretty keen eye. Give him a call, 954-240-4400. That's 954-240-4400 for Ken Morris.